So if you're coming for healing today, if you're in a process of healing today, whatever it is, I want you to know that God is with you every step of the way, and that his word will always, always produce in your life. Say this, healing belongs to me. Jesus said so. And there is no greater name in heaven and earth than the name of Jesus. And he's given that name to you. Given it to you. Let's get right into our weekly confession here. They kind of said this a little bit earlier, but let's declare this together. This word is God speaking to me. This word is God's life being imparted to me. This word is God's incorruptible seed being planted in me. This word is God's authority being delegated to me. This word is God's blessing over me. This word is God's ability empowering me. This word is God's counsel guiding me. This word is God's power of salvation to me. This word is God accomplishing in me that which pleases him. This word is God speaking to me. Amen. Every time you open the Bible, God is speaking to you. God is there. He's ready. Amen. We need to understand something, that there has been a shift. Where promises are fulfilled in Christ, now it's been shifted over and everything has been placed into ours. Healing is yours for the taking. All the promises and blessings of God are yours for the taking. They have been rolled into the new covenant and in the form of our inheritance, and it's ours to tap into when we want to. It's really left up to you. Even in the Old Testament, that was there. When Jesus ministered, the New Testament was not established yet. He didn't go to the cross and rise from the dead. People couldn't be born again yet. The Holy Spirit couldn't even be given yet. So, but that woman with the issue of blood came up behind him in the crowd and touched him, for she said, if I could touch his clothes, I'll be healed. And immediately she felt healed. And Jesus said, who touched me? See, she came and took it. She took it. And she wouldn't be able to take it unless it was promised of God. Who knows? Maybe she heard about Jesus preaching about covenant rights and the daughter of Abraham. And maybe she got wind of that. And then she said, well, I'm a daughter of Abraham. Well, who are you? You are a child of the living God. Healing belongs to you. It's yours. Now, take it. Take it. Jesus said in Mark 11:24, he said, what things soever you desire, when praying, believe you receive them and you shall have them. When praying, believe you receive them and you shall have them. What things soever you desire, when praying. So when do you believe you receive them? When you pray. When you pray, not when you see it. When you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. Now, the word receive there is really kind of neat. You know what it means? Somebody? Take! When you pray, believe that you take it and you shall have it. That's what faith does. Faith takes what God has provided by grace. Oh, I like that. Let that just sit there for a minute. Don't let that go by. Take. Receive means to take. It is a good word to understand and to know. And the word ask really has several meanings. It does mean to ask, but it also means to call forth. When Jesus said, hitherto you've asked nothing in my name. From now on, ask the Father, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you, whatever you call forth in my name. That's what Peter and John did at the Gate Beautiful. They said, he said, I don't have silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And immediately he rose up and walked. I'll get to my message in a minute here. The Amplified says, 2 Corinthians 1:20 says this. In the King James says, for all the promises of God in him are yea. That means yes. And yes might as well be yay. And in him, amen. Unto the glory of God by us. We have something to do with this. It's not just all God. Remember we talked about if the spirit of him who raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, that word dwell means to cohabitate. This means you have something to do, he has something to do. The Amplified puts it this way. For as many as the promise as are the promises of God, they all find their answer, their yes, in him, Christ. For this reason, we also utter the amen, so be it, to God through him in the person and by his agency to the glory of God. What's he saying there? You say amen. You agree with what God says. In other words, the promises of God have already been given, and God's stamp of approval is on it when he raised Jesus from the dead. And they all belong to you. Every promise is yes and amen unto the glory of God by us. 1 Peter 2:24 says this, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. You notice the difference between that and Isaiah 53:5, where it says, by whose stripes we are healed? Looking back to the cross, Peter said, we were healed. You were healed. Healing is yours now. We were healed. Now, healing isn't something that we attain to on our own. It was bought and paid for. We need to receive it that way. This is a commodity that Jesus bought and paid for, and it belongs. He's giving it over into your hands to take it. I can do a demonstration, but I won't. Don't have time. So healing isn't something that we need to attain. It's something that we need to just walk in as if it was already given, because it has. Righteousness also is not something that we can attain to in and of ourselves. Jesus made us righteous when we received him as Lord and Savior. We were made righteous. But, you know, there's so many people who don't know, don't understand that. And so, because they're ignorant of the fact that they are righteous, they still walk in the reality of the old man, the old way of thinking. They don't renew their minds. And so they still think that they are subservient to sin. They still think that they are subservient to the things, the elements of this world. Paul went into great detail on these things in Romans and in Hebrews. In Romans 6:14, turn there in your Bibles for a second. This should liberate you. Because what we're talking about, sickness, disease, and all of that, is all a product of the fall of man. Romans 6:14 says, for sin shall not have dominion over you. That means all the results of sin, sickness, disease, mental illness, emotional illness, these things, these parts of us that are not part of our spirit, but are part of our soul and our body, sin shall not have dominion over you. For you're not under the law, but you're under grace. The strength of sin is the law, the Bible says. And since we are under grace, the law has no more authority over us. Not that we go around breaking it. I don't have time to go there. We're not going to go there. But you know, you get what I mean? I'm going to read some scriptures here. This is from Keith Moore's website. How many of you know Keith Moore? Keith Moore ran the healing school after Brother Hagin stepped down from that. And as soon as he took it over, people started coming in from all over the country and started telling him that they wanted to be healed of these outlandish, the weirdest things you ever heard of in your life, all of a sudden started coming his way. And so he said, Lord, how do I do this? Here's Brother Hagin with a tangible anointing. The same tangible anointing that woman that Lori just read about too. And here I am taking over the school for Brother Hagin. You know, the Holy Spirit said, take out a piece of paper and a pencil. So he did, put it on his desk. He says, write down 10 reasons now why it's my will for everybody to be healed of everything, all the time. The first thing that came to him was from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, that God's word is medicine. Could you imagine if somebody got hold of that word and it wasn't God's will to heal them, but the word healed them? You can't separate God from it. It is his will for everybody to be healed. Amen. And it went down. Original creation. God is love. God is mercy. And all these different things. And people, he'd start going down that list and he couldn't get past the fourth or fifth thing when they said, well, come on, let's pray. Let's get this done. Because the word does that. I'm going to give you some other scriptures here that he wrote down. And these are things that Jesus said and is still saying over you. When the leper came to him, he said, if you will, you can make me whole. He knew God could, but he didn't know if he would. He said, I will. Be thou clean. I will. In Matthew 8:17, it says, I took your infirmities. I bore your sicknesses. This is what Jesus is saying for us right now at the throne of grace as our intercessor and as our high priest and mediator of the new covenant. He said, if you're sick, you need a physician. He called himself the physician. I am the Lord, your physician. He says, I heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Whatever weirdness is going on inside of your head or inside of your body, whatever it is, all manner. Yeah. Just take the limits off. It doesn't matter what it is, he heals. And this is what he's saying at the right hand of the Father for you right now. Saying, I heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. He said this, and this is a stipulation of the new covenant. According to your faith, be it done unto you. In other words, he unstrapped this whole thing. He unwrapped it, put the full package, opened it up and everything, put it right in you. He said, here, yours. According to your faith, be it done unto you. He said this, I do all things well. I make the deaf hear and the dumb speak. Write this down, Mark 7:37. They said, man, this guy is unbelievable. He does all things well. He heals deaf ears and dumb speak. He says, I am not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And the word save is sozo. And it's an all-inclusive Greek word, save, sozo, sozo. And it means healing. It means deliverance. It means protection. It means safety and soundness. It means preservation. It means all. It's an all-inclusive word, both in Greek and in Hebrew. He says, I am not come to destroy, but to save, to give you all the facets of redemption. In Luke 13, he called sickness satanic bondage. When the woman who was bowed over, he said, Satan has bound her, lo, these 13 years. John 6:63, he said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and life. You know, you can speak Jesus' words too. And they are life. They are spirit and they are life. He said, I am the resurrection of the life. He said to Martha, your brother will rise again. He says, I know in the resurrection. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he who lives and believes in me will never die. You know what? You've done all the dying you're ever going to do since you were born again. This world and this life is the shortest thing you will ever do. But enjoy it. Enjoy it. Don't be under the thumb of sickness and that's all deception. It's keeping you there. The words that I speak to you, they speak, I am the resurrection. Faith in my name makes you strong and gives you perfect soundness. That's in Acts 3:16. I, Jesus Christ, make you whole, Acts 9:34. In Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. In Acts 19:12, my power causes diseases to depart from you. In Romans 8:2, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you free from the law of sin and death. I quoted this one already, Romans 8:11. If the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he who raised Christ from the dead shall quicken or give life to your mortal body. He's not talking about the rapture there or when you get to heaven. He's talking about the indwelling that you need him in this earth now. If the same Spirit of Christ dwell in you, he'll quicken your mortal body. That means to give life to your mortal body. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, he says, your body is a member of me. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. If you'll rightly discern my body, which was broken for you, and judge yourself, you'll not be judged, and you'll not be weak, sickly, or prematurely die. You will be strong. He says, my life. Now, here's why I'm saying this. This is what Jesus is saying about you, has said about you all these years. If you turn with me to Psalm 91, this is what happens when you start declaring God's word over your body, over your mind, over your emotional makeup, you as a whole person. You start declaring these things over. Now, Psalm 91 is broken up into three parts. You remember, I don't know if you were here 7 years ago when we were in the gymnasium, and I gave this message. But it says in verse 1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That is the subject of this whole psalm, all 16 verses. This is the subject, dwelling in the secret place of the Most High and dwelling under his shadow, the shadow of the Almighty. Now, this is our part. I will say of the Lord, he is my fortress, my refuge, my God. In him will I trust. That's our confession before God. That's what we say. Then Jesus pipes in and he says, and he starts to make a confession over us to the Father. He says, surely he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall trust. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. This is Jesus speaking. Nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 by your right hand, but it will not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked, but it'll not come near you, because you have made the Lord. See how this is worded? This is Jesus talking. Because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. Do you see how this is worded? For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In all whose ways? Your ways. Verse 12, they shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against the stone. You know, we've always had a negative connotation to this verse because the devil used it to try to trick Jesus in the wilderness. Jump off the, come on. That's a spirit of suicide, by the way. Against the stone, but this is a very positive, they shall bear you up. Verse 13 says, you shall tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shall you trample under your feet. This is what Jesus is saying over you when you release your trust in God. Amen. And now, drum roll, the Father is about ready to say something. And when he says it, creation happens. When he says it, life is released. When he says it, power diminishes all weaknesses. Didn't mean to make you knock that over, Lichka. Everybody awake?
Yes.
Verse 14, the Father says, now, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he's known my name. He's known I am Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. On what day did God change his name? He never did. Good. Thank you. Because he's known my name, had intimate knowledge of the fact that I am a healing God. That is my name. I walk in that name, and I've given that name to you. Now walk in it. Walk in it. Walk in that name that is healing to all your flesh. Verse 15, he'll call me, he'll call on me, and I'll answer him. Why? Because he trusts. He said, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation? That, Raquel got his salvation.
Yes.
And it also, and Herman got his salvation. He got it too, because they're joined together. They're one flesh. What affects one affects the other.
Yes.
You know, our marriages, if they need healing, get them healed. You can do that today. Relational healing. Marriage, because the thing is, it's a picture. This is why the devil attacks marriages so much, is because there's so much revelation in marriage. We talked about this at Relationship University this last Wednesday night. And how the devil hates marriages. He hates marriage because there's so much power in it. There is so much power when two agree.
Amen.
When two are in unity.
Hallelujah.
It's where the anointing, the oil, the blessed oil, like on the beard of Aaron that flowed down through, the anointing is in that union of agreement. Turn to Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1, and we'll look there for a moment. It says this, therefore, or wherefore, the old English would say wherefore, we say therefore. Holy brethren, say this, I'm a holy brethren. He's talking to me. You can't make yourself holy. He did that when you were born again. Amen. Partakers of the heavenly calling. You notice you're not partaker of the hospital calling or the shrink calling or whatever calling that is. You are, now look, if you need a doctor, get help. Raquel did.
Yeah, yes.
You know, there's no condemnation in getting help from the doctors. They are there to help you. God, in fact, there are Christian doctors who are working with God, who are praying and releasing their faith. There's nothing wrong with doctors. If it wasn't for doctors, half the church would have died by the time they're 12. So there is a use for doctors. Don't say that there isn't. If you need help, get help. But do it in faith. Go to God and say, Lord, I'm lifting up. We have a lady that comes here very often, Sis, Marlene Hawley. The last time she was in the hospital, she said to the doctor, I need to ask you an important question. He said, what is that? Do you believe in God? He says, well, why is that important? She said, it's important to me. So finally she got him to the place where he said, yeah, I believe in God. Well, do you believe in Jesus? No. She finally got him to say that. Now you can operate on me. You know, there is freedom. There is not bondage in from Scripture. There's freedom. And we need to understand that God has not called us to bondage where you can't use the benefit of a doctor. Okay, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our what?
Profession,
which is the same word, homologeo, of confession. It's translated confession and profession throughout the Bible. This backs up Psalm 91 is actually a prophetic psalm that gives us a picture of what goes on in the throne room and among the angels when you start declaring the word of God, when you start praising God, when you start giving glory to God, when you start speaking the word of God, speaking the word of God over your life, that by whose stripes I was healed. I don't have to live up to righteousness. No, I am righteous. Therefore, I walk in the benefits of righteousness. And healing is one of those benefits. Health is mine. Prosperity in my body. Prosperity in our finances. Prosperity. Thank you. By the way, I can't tell you how wonderful it is to know that I've got men like Dwight and John and so forth who bring these tithe messages to us and just, look, God is so willing to get involved in our stuff because he's intimately involved. He wants to partner with us in every area of our life, and finances is a big part. And the reason he wants to get in there is because he doesn't want your heart so wrapped around in it to try to figure stuff out. You don't need to figure anything out. You just need a revelation. And once you get the revelation and understand, your eyes will be flooded with light. You'll understand the hope of your calling, and you'll walk in his power concerning all, whether it's finances, all those areas of your life. Thank you. Where'd that come from? That wasn't even a harp either. That was a that was a keyboard. Holy brethren, consider the apostle, the sent one, to mediate our confession. You see what happens when you start declaring the word of God? Jesus goes to work and he starts saying these things over you. He starts saying, surely, not surely, but surely, 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 emphatically, absolutely, no doubt about it, that he'll deliver you from the snare of the fowler. Every snare, every net the devil lays out for you, he'll deliver you from it. You might walk, you know, it says, though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, you know, he leads you in green pastures, still water. But when you get self-willed sometimes and you get yourself into the valley of the shadow, he's still there. His rod and staff, you are with me. Your rod and staff comfort me. Look. What's he waiting for? He's waiting for you to start saying, I was wrong. You were right. Help me. It doesn't have to be extravagant. Thou, Lord's, wouldst help me, please. No. Help! You know, a little child crying like that when a child goes, help! What does a mother do? What does a father do? He runs. He drops everything. When you start lifting your voice up to God and Jesus says, whoa, yeah. Amen. Father, this is my confession. He got himself in a snare of the devil. Deliver him. And the Father says, because he has set his love upon me, I will deliver him. Amen. You can get your body twisted in such a knot through doubt and unbelief and fear and everything else. Through the problems of life and what people say about you and what the TV says about our country, whatever it is. And you start getting to the point where you say, yeah, well, that might be true. And you see on all the advertisements on TV, all it is big pharma. Just drug for this, a drug for that, drug for this. And have you ever listened to the side effects? Yeah, your brain could bleed. You know, your kidneys could fall apart. Your heart might, you might have a fatal event, but it'll heal your headache or your eczema, whatever it is. There's none of that in the Word of God. He says, I will deliver you. Come to me. Now, if you're under, if you're on a prescription or something like that, don't get condemned. There's none of that here. There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. If you walk in the flesh, you're going to feel condemnation. But if you walk in the Spirit, you're going to feel freedom. You're going to have the sense of, my Father is here. Amen? So, the Bible, Jesus said this, these signs shall follow them who believe in my name. They shall, the first thing he says is cast out demons. Amen. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall drink any deadly thing, whatever. And it says, they shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. Well, we're going to end the service now, and I'm going to call up our altar ministers, first of all. And I want you to know, this is not me. This is not God's man of power for the hour. God says, anybody who believes can do this. Dwight, you know he has faith. Yeah. I have faith. Leah has faith. And if you need healing in your body, Sherry, you know something? Lori and I, after we've come away from a conversation with Sherry, or Dwight, or Leah, or anybody, I'm amazed at this woman, how powerful she is. When I hear Dwight speak the word of faith concerning what really is very important in our life, God has gifted him. And Leah with the kids. And John is now doing a lot of things behind the scenes that you don't even know about. But they're here to offer their hands, to lay hands on you. Amen? So if you have, if you need healing in your body, who has a ringing in their ears? You need to come up. Praise God. That just came to me. Let's go. Praise God. If you have arthritis, if you have stiffness, pains, and I'm thinking like random pains that they just come and go like this. You need to get a hold of that. Gums, teeth, all these kind of things that we really need. And if you're taking prescription for anything, why are you taking it? That's what needs to get. We need to get the root of it out now and get that done. And God is here and present to heal. So I want you to come up. Stand. In fact, let's all stand up. Let's make a confession before God, a confession of faith. Say, God, you are my Father. And I know that you have released your word for me. You have said that you'll deliver me. You'll be with me in times of trouble. That you will set me up and above and over all maladies, sicknesses, every form of stress that is coming against me, whether it be physical, mental, emotional, relational. I speak peace. My trust is in you. You are a present help in time of trouble. My trust is in you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, for those things we call out, just come forward. We'll lay hands on you. We'll agree together. And God will heal you.
For those of you who have already received healing, you may be dismissed.